Last time on Dreams of Another Woman's Star.
And if you haven't done the math right, the Tesseract collapses, and the ship is torn to atom-sized pieces and scattered throughout time and space.
You open to suggestions?
Please.
Start with the easy mode. The best option you have is that there's an obvious loophole in your contract. Take it to a lawyer.
Now, last time I say it, be concise.
There's a tangle of dark energy out there, and it's probably going to kill us all. Concise enough for you?
Well, the good news is the life support is still running. I guess there wasn't much reason to bother turning it off when they abandoned the place.
You called it an observation deck.
Not exactly the lab of luxury, but it's supposed to be fairly Spartan. We needed something near enough to the Tangle to monitor the drones, but we didn't want the emissions from the ships becoming part of the problem.
Of course, building cleaner ships would also work.
Is that supposed to be helping?
I missed the part where being helpful to EGAC was part of the mission.
Reel it in, everybody. So, Gerda, what are we doing here?
You can see it in the readouts here.
See what exactly?
The dark energy has formed a tangle. It's definitely going to expand into an outright cataclysm. It's just a matter of when.
Are you really running a microfusion generator just to power this array? That is so inefficient.
I did not bring you here to look at the hardware.
It's really important that you understand that we brought you here. You are a prisoner, and we will look at anything we want.
Well, can you please want to look at this? It took almost a century to develop a reliable way to track dark energy, so maybe we can take advantage of it.
Hitomi, can you confirm this?
Absolutely not.
Can you maybe expand on that?
Captain, nobody in the Alliance has used the term dark energy in about a century. It's an old theory used to explain the expansion of the universe. It was promising for a while, but the numbers didn't hold up to any scrutiny. Every model showed expansion was happening slower than it should have been, so the theory was ultimately scrapped.
The models were wrong because they didn't take into account that some of the energy was being used for other purposes.
Is that possible?
I don't exactly have first-hand knowledge of the kind of models they used a century ago. Even if I did, I don't know how EGAC's tech works or what effects it could have. I never learned how to manipulate dark energy because up until an hour ago, it was a debunked theory.
It wasn't debunked. You just had no clue what you were looking at.
Hey, the smug tone ends now. Our chief engineer is not stupid because she isn't aware of a secret you were willing to murder to protect. I'll be honest, I don't understand a third of what you've been talking about, but here's what I do know. Whatever it is that you've been scrambling so hard to fix, we aren't the ones who broke it. So maybe you don't know what you're doing as much as you think you do.
I'm not going to disagree with Dora, Commandant. You need to accept that we have almost no reason to believe your explanation. If I have to request a change in your attitude much more, my patience is going to wear thin very quickly. You brought us here to prove this tangle exists. So get to it.
Fine. Look, can we accept for the moment that dark energy is real, and that the consortium knows how to manipulate it? It's how we manage high-speed transportation with almost no energy output, and we've been doing it for a very long time.
Fine. If we accept that, where does that get us?
We generally think of dark energy as a mesh of constantly expanding fibers over the surface of the universe. When we use the energy, we're cutting the strings. But since they grow back into each other, it's not generally a problem. All that happens is that one part of the universe grows at a slightly slower rate than another, which is why your calculations have been thrown off.
Plausible, I suppose.
But, like I say, we've been doing this a long time. And if you cut the fibers too often, and in the same place, the mesh breaks down. Sort of like ripping into a thin layer of nylon. All the fabric is still there, but the growth isn't organized, and so you get a tangle.
Okay, so if I'm following this, the tangle would take up physical space, since it isn't evenly distributed over a surface. and when it encounters matter...
Expansion energy is going to expand things. It accelerates the matter.
So that's what's happening to all the particulate matter in the area. It's accelerating to massive speeds, and it's hitting the atmosphere around Gravel.
Right. And that is a problem, but not a cataclysm. The cataclysm comes along because the fibers in the tangle are still expanding into themselves.
What does that mean?
Things expanding into each other and then just continuing to expand? That means the tangle's getting bigger, doesn't it?
Unfortunately, not an even growth.
Those fibers are going to burst forth like a spring uncoiling.
And when they do, they'll hit planet Gravel and accelerate the whole planet. They might launch it straight into the sun or throw it out of the solar system where everyone will freeze to death. Most likely, though, it'll rip the whole planet into pieces.
Hitomi, I know you said you can't confirm any of this, but I need to know if I can act on what I'm being told.
I know. Just... I need a minute.
Why would you not believe me?
Because you're a murderer.
That sums it up pretty well. I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt that you've come to your senses, and you don't want the destruction of the Gravellan race on your conscience. The fact remains, though. You ordered your security personnel to murder your science teams. People are dead because of you. And I don't find the argument. You might be a mass murderer, but you're not genocidal, to be all that convincing. I'm working with you because the alternative is too horrible to contemplate. But I also can't ignore the fact that this could easily be a con. Leopards don't change their spots.
That's it.
What?
I'm a leopard. I should stop acting like a cheetah.
Come again?
Metaphorically. I'm an engineer, not a scientist. I can't prove or disprove any of this dark energy theory. But I do know machines. And look at this place. I know what everything here does. That's a communications array. That's a remote operating station, probably for the drones they were using. That's the microfusion generator. But this machine, I don't know this. It's detecting something, but I don't know what. Does it follow for certain that it's tracking dark energy? Absolutely not. But the fact is, they built it for something. It's here for a reason, and dark energy is as likely as anything else. Captain, this is the best that I'm going to be able to do. If she's telling the truth, this machine is a dark energy monitor. If she's lying, then the machine shouldn't be here.
I'll take it. All right. Commandant, what was the plan before we got here?
The drones were designed to cut into the tangle as safely as possible and to contain the fibers temporarily. Once the tangle was disassembled, we'd move them out as far apart as possible and try to reinsert the fibers back into the overall weave. That plan is, however, out the window. Even if we had time to reassemble the drones, I can't tell you how to make them. Containment of dark energy is next-level difficulty, and I only understand most of the science in theory.
She's right.
That sounds fairly defeatist.
Look, if you tell me there's a perfect schematic for the drones somewhere in the memory banks, odds are I can build it. But we don't have time for me to do that. And even if I could do it, the drones would be untested, and I would have no idea what specifications I should be testing them to. Best case scenario, I build one perfect one before the planet explodes. And that's not going to be enough.
There has to be a way.
As the person in the room with probably the least understanding of the situation, I hesitate to say this. But I've got an idea. Hello?
Good afternoon. I'm calling from the law office of Bindle and Grimes. Is this Dr. Astrid?
Yes.
Mr. Grimes wanted me to give you a call. He wants to let me know he is going to waive the consultation fee, so don't look for that bill to arrive.
He's waiving the fee?
I think he's feeling bad that he can't assist, but that's just a guess. He didn't say why.
All right. Well, please express my thanks and thank you for letting me know.
Absolutely. Have a lovely day.
Sit.
I'm fine.
I didn't ask how you were. I told you to sit.
What the hell happened?
He punched a mirror in the men's room, and I had to use every bandage in the first aid kit. Why are you not sitting?
You punched a mirror?
To be fair, the guy on the other side of it was a real jerk.
Harry!
Yes, please shout at me. That's going to make things better.
Stop, both of you. Everyone take a breath.
Are you all right?
I'm better now.
And we'll let a doctor make that call.
I don't need a doctor. Nothing's broken.
I am not putting a lot of faith in your judgment at the moment for reasons which should be obvious. Also, you are going to be in enough hot water with HR, so denying medical care is not in your best interest.
I can't believe this.
I was pissed off and I didn't handle it well. It's really not that hard to wrap your head around.
You trying out for the understatement of the year?
Well, I'm not getting the Nobel anytime soon.
And what do you know? We have cleverly arrived at what this is actually about.
I'm pretty sure she figured that out.
So may I take it the visit to the lawyer did not go well?
We can try other lawyers, but...
But the way he was talking, it sounds like no lawyer who would take the case is going to be able to win it and vice versa.
Okay. Well, I guess it's Plan B then.
Trouble is, we don't have a Plan B.
Plan B is coming up with a Plan B.
Not anymore. Plan B is for me to ask one simple question. Dr. Astrid, how sure are you that the energy your emitter produces is dark energy?
It is. It definitely is.
I didn't ask you, Dr. London. I very specifically did not ask you, Dr. Astrid.
I mean, it's mostly a process of elimination. We know it's nothing on the electromagnetic spectrum. I can't say it's specifically dark energy at this point, but it appears to be a new form of energy.
Appears to be? Again, how sure are you? Give me a percentage if you can.
92? 95? Somewhere in there.
What?
You're still early in the process. More data, more simulations, and those numbers will most likely go up.
Well, that's all I needed. Dr. Astrid, would you mind taking Harry to the hospital? I have to figure out who I need to call at the Department of Energy.
Say what now?
It's my duty to report the fact that my company is proceeding with these experiments as though they've got a new and unregulated form of energy. However, I just spoke to the lead scientist on the project, and she's not 100% certain that's an accurate statement.
You're an evil genius.
And you're a moron because I had this idea in place before you went and punched the mirror.
Wait. Nick, we can't let you do this. You'd be throwing your career away.
I very much will not. When I make this call, I am officially becoming a whistleblower, which has all kinds of protections attached to it. If the company decides to retaliate for any reason, I guarantee you I will have no trouble finding a lawyer to take my case.
Doctor, can you do it?
We've been monitoring your brain activity ever since you reported the hallucinations. I implanted the nanomonitor as we discussed. We were going to do a removal and download in a few days, but I suppose we can do it now.
How long will it take?
The removal is 15 minutes if I'm slow about it. We make them easy to put in and remove on purpose. The download will take another couple of hours. It's been monitoring literally everything your brain has been doing for a few days now. That's, frankly, a ludicrous amount of data, so the download takes time.
Instead of a download, can you leave the data on the implant and copy into your system?
That shouldn't be an issue.
Thank you. I will want the implant when you're done with it. Please go prep for the removal. I'll be in shortly.
As you wish.
Do we have time to be worrying about this?
A fundamental truth about a warship is that we can do more than one thing at a time. The engineers are doing their part, and sending more hands to help them would not speed things up.
Since those additional hands have no idea what they're doing.
Pejorative, but accurate. Dr. Bovlin is not part of engineering, so this isn't making the process go any slower.
I suppose not. The Gravellans are growing understandably impatient.
I don't doubt that.
More specifically, they are continually asking me why they can't assist. While I am all right with the answer that there is nothing they can do but get in the way, it's hardly a diplomatic answer.
Have the intelligence teams who are working on the remains of the EGAC encampments open up the information they found, and ask the Gravellans to go through that with a fine-toothed comb. Any information we missed about dark energy is probably helpful.
I'm a little concerned about sharing such sensitive information with them.
If we're right about this, keeping secrets is a big part of the reason they're in so much danger. I'd like to learn from those mistakes, not repeat them.
I concur. And what's more, when the backseat drivers at the Alliance decide they disagree with the decision, I will take the brunt of their anger, if only to have the opportunity to tell them to drop dead.
A rare treat for an ambassador.
Quite. I'll go and contact the Gravellans.
Karana, you'll assume command while I'm undergoing the procedure. It shouldn't take long, but do you have any concerns?
The greatest concern I currently have is our lack of mobility. With the Tesseract manifest offline, we are limited to this sector, and until the extraction is complete, we are down to basic maneuvering thrusters. We need to keep our sensors at maximum in case EGAC should plan a counteroffensive. While I do not anticipate one, I fear we'll be in a very disadvantageous position should that occur.
I concur. You have my full support with any action you undertake if there is an emergency.
Noted, Captain. With your permission, I will return to the bridge and monitor the progress of the manifest disassembly.
Go to.
Speaking of the manifest, I should really be getting my hands dirty with that.
Can your team handle it without you?
I'm sure they can, but they shouldn't have to. I'm chief engineer, and I should really be there overseeing a task this big.
And it has to be the main Tesseract manifest for the Forsvar. We have dozens of messenger drones that can open up a wormhole.
The tangle's too big, at least according to the readouts on the observation platform. If you want to shove the whole thing into a Tesseract, this is the only way to do it. We'll send it on its way with a small data probe, and then we'll have the probe do the one thing you're never supposed to do, and collapse the Tesseract. Unless there's some interaction we're not aware of, that should spread the dark energy across time and space in minute amounts. That was, by the way, a brilliant idea.
Thank you.
But it doesn't work if we can't get the manifest separated from the ship, which I should be riding herd on.
Under almost any other circumstances, I'd agree. But as it stands, I have another project for you.
What's going on?
I'm not the best suited to look at the scientific materials we took off the EGAC computers they left on Gravel. Instead, I took a look at the historical records. Know your enemy.
Okay.
Computer, display photographs of Dr. Amy Astrid, please.
On conference screen.
This is the woman who developed the first dark energy engines for EGAC in the early 21st century.
Amy Astrid. That's an odd coincidence.
Does she remind you of anyone?
Other than the name, no. If this is a distant ancestor, she didn't pass on too many genes to you.
To me, she looked very familiar.
Who does she remind you of?
Absolutely no one. I'm sure I've never seen this woman before in my life.
Come again?
I've told you a little about the hallucinations, but ever since the explosion on the bridge, I've had a sense that I wasn't alone in my own head. Whatever part of me was feeling that way, that was the part that felt like this was a familiar picture.
I'm trying to figure out a tactful way to say that the part of your brain responsible for hallucinations and stimulated by a head injury isn't always the best part to listen to.
Don't worry about tact. For one thing, you're terrible at it. For another, I had the same conversation with myself. But I was still curious. So, when we sent copies of the data in a messenger drone back to the Alliance, I put in a request for any information they had on Amy Astrid. Computer, display those records I marked last night, please.
Complying.
Wait, they still had information on her?
It was the beginning of the information age. No one really understood how much data they created about themselves and how long it would last.
Well, good thing she wasn't Canadian, or there's no way you could retrieve this after the meteor strikes. You said these were medical records?
They caught my eye.
Okay, so she has your name, and she apparently also had some hallucinations. So maybe it is partially genetic. Subject reports vivid dreams she has difficulty distinguishing from reality. Claims that she was looking through the eyes of another woman on a spaceship. This is a joke, right?
Computer, confirmation of validity of the records on screen.
The data appearing on screen has not been modified since it was received from Alliance headquarters.
There is no way.
You're probably right. But just for a moment, I want you to pretend it isn't impossible. I want to ask you some questions. You said anything in a collapsing tesseract will be reduced to atom-sized pieces. A nanomonitor is already about that size, isn't it?
Yes, but... no. No, 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 no. If you're asking what I think you're asking...
Could the monitor be shielded to make sure it survives intact?
I mean, yes, but...
And if it's being sent through time and space, can you direct where it goes?
You are talking about time travel. Do you get that? Not, oh, look at those wacky tachyons that do whatever they want. You are talking about purposefully sending something to a specific time and place light years away and centuries in the past. And all of that in the middle of a collapsing tesseract filled with an energy form I didn't know existed until yesterday.
Can you try?
There is no margin for error here. A quintillionth of a decimal off, and this just falls apart. It realistically doesn't even work if I do get the math right. Captain, this whole idea cannot work.
Hitomi.
Amy, please. Listen to me. This doesn't make any sense.
I know that. And I am not asking as your captain. I am asking as your friend. Just this once, and I promise I will never ask anything like this again. Just this once. Can we please let this not make sense?
Nick, how's it going?
Wow, you all look spiffy.
Passport photos.
They're not so subtly planning on a trip to Sweden in the near future.
Nothing official.
Yet.
I don't think I've ever seen you in makeup, Dr. Astrid.
Would you believe you still haven't?
Turns out, this is what I look like when I get a full 8 hours of sleep at night.
Then I guess that dream you said you thought might be the last one actually was.
My only dreams lately have been the normal kind.
If you count giving the Nobel acceptance speech in your underwear as normal.
I've been vivid dream-free since you left the company. And, by the way, you promised me that was your choice?
No worries. After I called the DOE, I was getting ready to wait for the hostile work environment so I could sue the company. But then I just asked, why am I doing this to myself? There's always a need for a finance guy, so I put my resume out there and I had an offer within a couple of days. How were things at the company?
Well, when secret keeping stopped being an option, they pivoted like nobody's business.
It was an impressive media blitz.
I think we could all see that coming. I'm glad you're feeling better, though.
Well, apparently the space folks had sent you all the data they needed with the mind probe, and now we've changed the timeline, so you should be good.
Don't start.
What are we talking about?
The way the dreams ended. I think my brain knew the medicine was working, and the dreams were coming to an end. So, some part of me tried to bring the story to a logical conclusion.
What do you mean?
In the dream, they tried to send me a message. Tried to let me know what would happen if EGAT kept dark energy a secret. But it was all based on a nanoprobe Astrid had gotten when she first started noticing me. So if I had her memories, what was making her notice me?
I guess it was all a dream then.
Unless, at some point in the future, that probe works its way out of your brain and then gets zapped into the future when it gets too close to one of the dark energy accelerations. You haven't quite accounted for the time variance with that yet.
I can't begin to tell you how unlikely that is.
I don't know. It's a big universe.
And getting bigger.
That is absolutely true. Gentlemen, if you'll join me with your water glasses. To an expanding universe, and to expanding our own.
You have been listening to the final episode of Dreams of Another Woman's Star, Expanding Universe. Produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Dr. and Captain Amy Astrid were Andy Gastengee. Commandant Gerta Lee was Brianna Kubi. Dora was Dana Bonner Andreessen. Hitomi was Rebecca Scheimer. The computer was Liz Music. The legal clerk was Dan Wenzel. Dr. Harry London was Aaron Michael White. Nick was Rick Tennant. Dr. Bovling was Ray Greenlee. Ambassador Gulnix was Andrew Dell. Karana was Jill Wenzel. And Anthony Astrid was Adam Gastingdee. Music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for joining us on this interstellar adventure, everybody. We'll talk to you later.
Really? You want me to do this?
Please and thank you.
Thank you to our Patreon supporters. Your continued support is making Seat of Our Pants players continue to thrive. If you're not a supporter already, please visit www.patreon.com/seatofourpantsplayers. An extra special thanks to the amazing individual supporting us at the Founder of the Feast level.
There. How was that?
Well, it wasn't 5 minutes of technobabble, so kind of a nice change of pace.
I'd be salty about that, but I kind of feel like I had that coming.